Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
What is going on, guys? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, it's a productivity episode, and I really want to talk about how to journal properly. We always talk about journaling. If you've been following my channel or even my Instagram account, you know that I've been journaling for a couple of years now, about 3 years. And since I started journaling, I have an increased awareness of how my days are going, of course. I stopped going to therapy. I used to go to therapy every single week for over a year. And as soon as I started journaling, I kind of felt this need to quit therapy because everything that I needed to sort out, I was able to do it on my own on paper. Now, does that mean that if you're going to therapy right now or you're going through some, depression or anxiety, that journaling will solve all your problems? Of course, that doesn't mean that's gonna happen, but it did happen to me. And I want to share with you how I made that happen, how I was able to quit therapy, work on myself by simply writing things down and figuring things out for myself. Now, before I get started, I do want to mention that the reason why I was suffering from depression and anxiety is because I was so sure that I was going to quit my full-time job back in the day and work only on my business. And I was always so ready to do it, And then one day, something happened in my business that delayed the process of me, growing and scaling. And I kind of felt lost. I kind of felt like I literally lost a year or 2 years of my life, and I couldn't see the end of the tunnel. And I started getting very, very anxious, and the anxiety, for several days in a row, I had anxiety. And at the end of the month or 2 months, I was always on edge, And then I started getting depressed. And I started going to therapy. As I said, for a year that happened. And then as soon as I started writing things down, things changed. So I want you to understand that the type of journaling that I do has to do a lot with planning and not only with talking about my feelings. So I hope that, by the way, you're gonna be able to see the pages on this planner. I'm not gonna necessarily take you through what I write on a daily basis, but I wanna show you how it looks. So this is the Phoenix Planner. If you are in North America, you can buy this at phoenixplanner.com, I believe. But regardless, the idea here is to get a planner that has something along those lines that we're gonna talk about today. If you can't find one online, you can definitely do this on a blank journal. You just set it up this way. So the first thing that I want you to look at is the weekly page. So the weekly page has a section at the top that says the last week's victories. So you write down the three biggest victories that you had last week. The second section is what I need to improve the most on, okay? Of course, this is something that you do at the end of the week, okay? So or the beginning of the week, if you do it on Monday morning, I like to do it on Sunday morning. So at the end of the week, I have a bird's eye view of how my week went and I have time to plan my week. So Monday morning, I wake up and I'm ready to go. So the second section here, it says, what will you do to live the next week to the fullest? And this is something kind of that I like to write about. It's always something inspirational. What am I going to do? Whether it's, like eat healthier and run more, whatever it is. But you really want to focus on a perfect week. What do you look in a perfect week? What would you want your week to look like if it was a perfect week? So write that down here. Always remember that nothing is going to happen if you don't think about that thing. Does that make sense? In order for you to make things happen, you need to visualize them and think about them. And then once you have them in your mind, you walk the path. You just need to walk the path, okay? So this is what I want you to do. Now, here at the bottom, there are four different goals that you can write about. So the four goals, a lot of people that I've coached in the past, focus only on business goals and have one goal for sales, one goal for marketing, one goal for operations. And I absolutely do not want to do that. You are not a business. You are a person. You need to take care of yourself. You take care of your family, your relationships, whatever you have, your friends, whatever you want to do. Because if you do not take care of your basic human needs, you're not going to function properly as a business owner, and hence your business is not going to grow either. Okay, so even if you want to focus 100% of your business here, you're definitely not going to grow your business correctly. So the first thing I do here at the top is I write my personal goals. So whether it's, you know, again, working out, so maybe like starting a new workout routine, eating healthier, maybe I'm going to go buy groceries, like go buy more greens, whatever it is. Okay, so here's going to be my personal goals, up to four goals. That's good. Then I have my relationship goals. What I want to do with my wife. Is there maybe like a movie that I want to watch with, because I'm very busy and I don't really have time to do a lot of stuff outside of work. So I need to carve out time from my schedule to spend time with my family, my wife, my relationship. So it's very important. Sometimes I even write down, you know, 1 hour phone call with a friend that I haven't talked to in a long time. And I just make sure to make that happen. Then here at the bottom, I have two businesses. I have Gold Rush Social, which is my marketing agency. And then I have De Niro B and The Remote CEO, which is my coaching business. So I break it down again in Gold Rush Social, things that I need to do, maybe hire someone, maybe work with a client on something specific. So you get the point here. And then you have your other business in case. If you don't have a business, I use, for example, I don't do organized sports, okay? So I write under my personal goals, you know, workout 5-6 days a week and all that great stuff. But if you do have an activity that you do outside the house, this is the perfect place where you would want to write things, you know, goals about, okay? So now that you've figured out your week, here at the bottom, there are the actions or habits that you want to do. It's a habit tracker. If you see here, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different spots that you can write on, write about. And then the aim, so how many days do you want to do that action or that habit? And then you can track it, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so on and so forth. So right here, my 3 to 5 different habits that I want to make sure to hit every single day. I talk about habit creation a lot, and a lot of people ask me, you know, how many times do I have to do a habit? I always say at the very beginning, for at least the first 60 to 90 days, do it every single day. Even if in the long run, you don't want to do that every single day, whatever it is, do it right now every single day, because your brain learns by repetition. If you have a habit that you only do 5 days a week, your brain is going to look forward to the days off, especially if the habit is a hard habit. Like, I don't know, going for a 5 or 10K run every day. If you do it only 4 days a week, your brain's going to be like, can it be off today? Please, 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 let's make it a day off. And then you look forward to those days, and that's not going to create a habit. So at the very beginning, even here, even if here it says the aim, how many days, I want you to always say 7 days at the very beginning if you're starting a new habit. Okay, let's get into the daily. So this is the daily pages. They look exactly the same Monday to Sunday. So at the very beginning here, I'm gonna show you, this is for time boxing, which means you don't want to just have a to-do list. You actually want to have a calendar where you write down, I don't know, 6 o'clock wake up, 6:15 to 7 workout, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., something else, so on and so forth. You wanna block off times in your schedule. And the reason why this is so important is because you want to know exactly what you're supposed to do. You don't wanna rely on your willpower and your mental capacity to think about what to do at any point in time. You just want to execute, okay? You're not in manager mode. That's what I tell my clients. Managing mode is at nighttime when you plan your nights, and on Sundays when you're planning your weeks. Then here you have the tasks that you need to complete, the most important tasks. I always like to write them in order of importance. And what do I mean by that? There are certain things that are definitely important that you need to do, but they're not urgent. And then there are tasks that are urgent and important, and then tasks that are just urgent, like paying bills or something. Then here you have the focus of the day. I always like to write a mantra or an affirmation that I always have. It's always the same, it never changes. My affirmations have been the same for 3 years now. And they're very strong because they create a sense of continuity. Even when you don't feel that good, just read that and reminds you of all the streaks of amazing days that you had, and it puts you in a better mood. Then what I am grateful for is a huge, huge opportunity for you to feel good about yourself, about what you do, all right? So I always write, I'm grateful for my wife, I'm grateful for my pets, I'm grateful for my parents, I'm grateful for everything, friends, anything that I'm grateful for, it puts you in a better state of mind. Here at the bottom, I always write the smaller tasks, okay? These are the tasks like, again, like going grocery shopping or making a phone call, booking an appointment, whatever it is, you know, the everyday stuff that you need to do so that you don't forget. And then here at the bottom, I just journal a bit. Again, this is very important. I just write down, like, I feel sad because, I feel happy because, something happened because of this. And you kind of try and look at patterns. For example, I'd realized that when I was in Canada, there were some times where it was so dark and I would feel gloomy inside and didn't know why. I'm like, man, like I don't know why. And then all I needed to do, I realized that whenever there was no sun, I felt sad. I bought a very nice light therapy lamp that I have on my desk right now, and I turn it on, and just the simple fact of having that light facing me, it wakes me up, it makes me feel good, and I solved the sadness issue by simply looking at patterns that I had written down on my agendas. Sounds stupid, but it works. And you know what? If something works, don't change it, just replicate it, and you can solve so many other issues. Now, the bottom part here says today's victories here. So I do want you to write down one or two important victories, and it doesn't matter how bad your day was, you gotta dig in deep and find out, what did I do right? There's always something right that you've done. Even if you, I don't know, slept a lot or something, write down, you know, I'm recharged now, I feel good, I'm not tired. At least that's a victory, right? If you keep on writing down one or two victories every single day, you're not gonna be that hard on yourself. But just as important is to write down how you will improve. All right, again, this is very important. We are trying to get better every single day. Maybe you ate lunch and you slept for 2 hours in the middle of the day, and then you realize that it's because you had a lot of carbs. So you can write down, how will I improve? Only eat carbs at nighttime. So even if you get tired, it's nighttime, you're gonna go to bed. So have carbs only at dinner, for example. Anything else, maybe you got distracted, maybe you got mad at someone and you weren't supposed to, write down, I got mad because, find out the reason, the root cause of the problem, and then how will I improve? I will improve by dealing with people in a different way, or by reminding myself that whatever. So you get the point. I do this every single day. I schedule about 15 minutes at night to plan my next day. It doesn't take that long, guys. It just is so important to do it. I hope that you're going to take this seriously, because if you start your journaling habit and your planning habit, really you're going to be on an upward trajectory, getting better and better every single day. And always remember, if you get better 1% every single day, in 100 days, you will get 100% better. So I hope you enjoyed this short video, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.